On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, 12 past 10 it is on a Monday morning, and today we've got Wagga for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club, and Steve Keane, the CEO, is joining us. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, mate. How's the track getting through the winter months?
Yeah, you know, the track's holding up remarkably well. So we haven't had a lot of rain. We've had a little bit, but we've had 6 mil overnight, another 2 mil this morning, so which just puts it right in the soft seven range, and it raced really well today.
Okay, so a soft seven. And Mark Hart, your track manager's just moving the rail out a little bit today?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a showcase meeting next month as well, so we're just trying to protect the inside just a little bit from the start of winter. And as we get into winter, we'll start to creep back towards the true. So, yeah, out 8 metres today.
8 metres, 1,400 to the winning post, and 3 metres the remainder. And a soft seven is where we race. Good on you, Steve. Have a good day there.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Steve Keane, CEO of the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. John Scorse is having a break for the next few weeks, and Anthony Manton, you'll be hearing a great deal from over that time. Morning, Anthony.
Yep, good morning to you, Andrew. I've got some big shoes to fill. John Scorse taking a well-earned break, and I'm on deck to cover all his meetings over the next 6 or 7 weeks, doing all the form and radio previews for yourself and on Sky Thoroughbred Central as well, providing all the tips. So looking forward to it, but it's a good challenge.
Are you driving? Because they're fitting and make sure the car's going all right, mate. You're going to be travelling some Ks.
I've flown down to Wagga this morning and I'll fly home this evening. But there's a couple of meetings where you can fly. But the bulk of them, I'll just point the car in the right direction. And my car knows its way to every racetrack in New South Wales. I've covered that many miles in the last few years. So we'll get there.
Yep, no, it'll be all good. All right, let's look at this card, mate, beginning at high noon. And the main ones in the market with Tab at this stage in race one. Number three, Mahana, is at $6.50. Four, Riveria Boy, at 11. The favourite is Taliano, number five. It's been $1.95 to $1.80 this morning. Number seven, Miss Charlie, is at $10. 8, Molly Will at 13, 9, Neslendo at $4.40, and they're the main ones in the market. So Taliano, the favourite, at $1.80 here, mate.
Yeah, we've got a few short price favourites to start the card. Numbers here, 5, 3, 10 and 9. Got to go with Taliano. Was excellent at Albury on a heavy track last start. Went down narrowly behind a horse that they've got a bit of a wrap on, and there was a good gap to the third horse. That was on a heavy track. Similar sort of circumstances here today, and it looks a slightly easier race. So he really looks the winner this afternoon, number five, Taliano. The big query is number three, Mohana. A first starter trained by Nick Olive has only had one trial. It was back in August of last year at Maruya. Now, I know it said it ran last beaten 14 lengths in that trial, but wasn't let go at all. It's got barrier one, Brendan Ward, and Nick Olive. It's a pretty lethal combination. Market's going to be your best guide. I want to respect it and watch any money that comes for number three, Mohana. Number 10, Share the Blame, next best. It's improved at each of its runs. Was a touch unlucky at Maruya last start. Perhaps leads this lot and can give a sight with the claim. And number 9, Nestle Do, first up for 5 months. Was okay in a recent Corowa trial. And it's worth noting its best run was first up off a similar break last prep. But 5 looks pretty hard to beat 3. 10 and 9 in race number 1.
Race 2, the Quint Print Maiden over the 1,000 metres. And the ones in the market here, number 1, Dashing Badger, is at $8.50. Down to 7, Jalamba at 10. Number 9, Smelting for Matt Dale at $1.40. 10, You Know I Know, at $5.50. 11 Working Together currently at $12. Again, as you say, we've got another shorty, number 9, Smelting.
Yeah, first three races, real shorty. Number 9, Smelting, first up for 7 months. I'll go with it. 9, 7, 10, and 1, as I mentioned. First up from a bit of a break without a trial, but we'll trust that Matt Dale has the horse right first up. It is only 1,000 metres, so perhaps they're using this as somewhat of a barrier trial early on in its preparation. It was only beaten narrowly at its only start at Nowra in last December. The horse that won that race, Testina, subsequently won again on Friday at Nowra. And from a soft gate, this horse probably should be too good for them. She looks like she's got a touch of class on this lot. To beat number 7, Jalamba, he put in a personal best at Gundagai last start when it led for a long way and fought it out down the home straight. Looks your likely leader again, who should be hard to catch. Number 10, You Know I Know, second up from a 12-month break. Comes out of a pretty strong form race at Kembla Grange first up and back to country grade. Looks really well suited, particularly from barrier number one. So it certainly goes in the mix. And number one, Dashing Badger, next best, was back and wide. Ran on okay at Canberra last start. Has placed 2 of 14, so could certainly sneak into the placings here. But 9, Smelting, looks like it picks itself there in race number 2. 9, 7, 10 and 1.
Race 3 is a maiden over the 1,400 metres, and with Tab here, we've got a shorty, but a couple have been specced in the last hour or so. Number 4, Desi, is at $12. 5, Rugged Roy for Lindsay Parks, the shorty, at $1.50. 7, Cape Clusters, $3.90 to $3.40 this morning. Number 8, City by Night, it opened at 41. Now, there's been some scratchings, obviously, but over the last couple of hours, Anthony, it's gone 15... Now 11, number 8, City by Night. And down the bottom, number 11, Star Flight, is now $15.
All right, that's an interesting fluctuation on number 8, City by Night. I couldn't find it myself. Look, number 5 on top here, Rugged Roy. I've got to go with the favourite, 5, 4, 7 and 11. He is short enough. I can see why perhaps they've bet around him a little bit. There is a lack of speed in this race, so he'll want to do everything right and not give them too big a start. But he does have the best form on paper, and he's hard to go round, Rugged Roy. He gave away a big start last time out at Wagga. Probably gave the leader 6 or 8 lengths at the 400 and just ran down narrowly. Blake McDougall rides. Perhaps he can position a little bit closer, and it is a smaller field. That day there was 14. I think today he's only got 7 or 8 against him. So perhaps he can position a little bit closer. And providing he does everything right, he certainly looks the winner. As I mentioned, he does have the best form on paper, and he's hard to go round. I thought number 4, Desi, might be the value in the race. Was caught wide at Narendra last start, and I'm prepared to forgive that. And then prior at Albury, led for a fair way and was just caught in the worst part of the track the last 100 metres or so. Looks the likely leader in a race where there doesn't look a lot of speed. So perhaps if Desi can control, it might be the one to get here late. I'll give it a good chance to roll the favourite. Number 7, Cape Cluster, next best, drew 12 of 12 in its only start. Had to get a long way back and ran on okay, suggesting it'll be good for further. And 11, Star Flight, is perhaps the next best. 5, 4 is a big danger to beat 7 and 11 in race number 3.
Righto, 5, 4, 7, 11. Race 4, the Good Luck John Davidson, a benchmark 58 race here. And Galaxy Force number 1 is at $3.20 at the moment at Tab. 2, Sizzle on the Beach at 6. 3, Jodhpur at $4.40. Benno's Boy at 19. Born in Barcelona number 5, now $6. It was 8 at the start of the morning. 7, Bone Dry at $6.50. 8, All Arthur, 18, 15, and now 13, number 8. And down the bottom, 11, Dr. Force is at $16, and Excitable Anthony at 14.
And I'll just wish Johnny Davidson all the best. I believe he's taking up position back over in Singapore again. One of the well-respected stewards in our area.
Yeah.
Sorely missed down this part, for sure.
Yeah, look, I must admit, I didn't know. I was a bit nervous saying it because I didn't know, but he has ventured there on a couple of occasions. He's a sad loss because he's a good bloke as well.
He's a great bloke, John, and he's heading back to Singapore where he was for many years, and has been back in the Riverina for the last, I would say, probably 5 or 6 years, but heading back to the warmer weather. Numbers here, 1, 3, 5, and 2. Number 1, Galaxy Force on top. First up for 4 months, no trial. Was excellent in 2 runs at its first preparation. Made light work of a wide gate at Corowa prior to the break and broke the maiden there, bolting in good style. I'll trust the stables got this horse right first up. It is only 1,000 metres, so perhaps they're using it as a bit of a barrier trial, and a horse that's got really good speed to overcome the slightly awkward gate. And I think over the 1,000 metres, it's the one they've got to catch, number 1, Galaxy Force. Hardest to beat is number 3, Jodhpur here. First up for 13 months, has had a good break. Won its only start in May of last year and was really strong through the line on that occasion. Has had a recent trial, was on speed and not pressured throughout, so appears to have come back in really good order. I'd probably prefer this horse over a touch further. If it was 1,200, he'd probably be a little bit more confident, but it'll be coming hard late and can certainly challenge the favourite. The big query in the race is number 5, Force, Born in Barcelona. It's first up for the new stable now with Trevor Sutherland. Was with Rod Northam up in the Hunter. I've seen a bit of this horse and showed good ability early on. Ran second in a big $100,000 two-year-old race at Scone during their carnival a couple of seasons ago. So it's a big market. Watch could easily win this, but the market's the best guide on number five. And number two, Sizzle on the Bridge. Solid winner at Narendra after leading last time out, and it can certainly run well again. But I'll go with number one on top, Galaxy Force, to beat 3, 5, and 2 in race number four.
On this eight-race card, we get to race five, the Battlers Cup, a benchmark 50 race, and Real Key number one is now at $4. We had a few scratchings here, so the market just shuffling around. Two Maiden Milan at $5.50, five Misfire Lou at $7.50, six Powers Court currently at $6, 10 Single Zero is at $4.20, and Japanese Slipper number 12 is a $12 chance. They're the main ones in the market. Up the top, though, we've got a few hopes here. And as I say, Anthony, the market just sort of finding its base.
Yeah, doing the form for this one, I thought I was a better chance of winning Lotto than trying to find the winner here. But for what it's worth, six on top, Powers Court to beat 12-1 and 5. Powers Court was excellent first up from a break at Narendra when it drew wide and went back from the gate and hit the line really strongly. Had tried well prior to that, is a second up winner in the past and has drawn barrier one this afternoon, so it's drawn to do no work, and I thought it was as good a chance as any in a very open race and represented some sort of value. So six on top, Powers Court. 12 Japanese Slipper, she's a get back mare who runs on, gets conditions to suit. She really likes the wet track and she might get this run to suit this afternoon. There looks like there's good speed in this race, and she can be running on strongly at the finish. I like the fact that Kayla Nisbet's back on board. She did run well for Kayla a couple of starts ago at Narendra. Next best is number one, Real Key. He's certainly the best horse in the race, but he's got 64 kilos to lug. It's never easy. He was 3 and 4 deep the trip here last start, and he just kept coming. It was an excellent run. But as I mentioned, he goes up 4.5 kilos to carry 64 without a claim in this. It is a big ask. And number five, Misfire Lou, had every chance to win in similar grade at Canberra last start and maps to get a pretty similar run here again. So it's certainly in the mix. Six to beat 12, 1 and 5 in a pretty open race number five.
Race six is another of the Battlers Cup here for the benchmark 50s over the 1300. Attainment number one is now $4.80 a tab. Two, Tumult at $9. Down to four, Admire Grazie at $6.50 for Graz Valor. Number five, Good Verdict at $11. Number eight, Smiling at Shadows, currently at $7. Nine, Nordic Noir at $12. 11, Henson Park Blue Bag, tightening a little bit now, $3.20, number 11. And the best of the rest is the 13, Harvard Graduate, a $17 chance. Anthony?
Yeah, again, another very open race, and anything could win this. Four to beat 8, 11, and 1. I'll go with Admire Grazie. I think he's formed better than it may suggest on paper. He's had three runs this preparation. Hit the line strongly first up at 1,200 metres in Canberra and then jumped sharply to the 1,750. I just don't think he ran the trip out at all. He came back in trip to the 1,300 at Maruya last time out and was really strong through the line behind Smart Remark, only beaten a length and a half. He maps well for today's race, should get the speed to suit up front to finish hard. And as I mentioned, his form numerically doesn't read that great on paper, but he's going much better than what his form would suggest. And I like the fact Richard Bensley is booked to ride again. All his three career wins, Richie's been in the saddle. So I'll go with Admire Grazie, and Graz Vela having a good run with his horses at the moment. To beat number eight, Smiling at Shadows. He nearly ended up on the outside running rail at Gundagai last week. It was a pretty good run, was wide throughout, and then went looking for the better going out deep. And as I mentioned, nearly ended up on the outside running rail. Has been running on hard this prep, and he's suited in this grade as well. Number 11, Henson Park Blue Bag's got the same form references as Smiling at Shadows. They both come out of that race at Gundagai. It might go forward and tactically may have an advantage on a few of the others. And number one, Attainment. He's 5 weeks between runs. He's generally best when he's on a quick backup. So the 5 weeks is a little bit of a worry. But since there's been a little bit of rain about, he's perhaps one of the best wet trackers going around. So I've got to throw him in the mix as well, number one, Attainment. He can certainly bob up when you least expect it. And today might be his day. 4, 8, 11, and 1 in race number six. Another pretty tough race there as well.
Righto, race seven, the Riverina Cup Prelude, and the big race, the long race, is on Sunday, August 11. It's a 3,800-metre race on that day, but this is the Prelude. Number two, Gentleman Max, just drifting this morning out to $7. Three, Baby Jack at $6. Five, Thunder Road at $7. Willie White Sox, number 6, currently at 12. Seven Lemon Slice, it's the tightener. $3.50 to $3 over the last couple of hours, number 7. 10 Bocant at $9.50. 12 Palmer Meadies at $6.50. And V Double, number 13, rated right now, a $14 chance.
Numbers here, 5, 2, 7, and 10. I'll go with Thunder Road. Won this series 2 years ago. Didn't contest it last year, but certainly on track to run well in this series. Has been working up to these sort of longer distances. Hit the line really strongly behind Gentleman Max over 2,000 metres last start. Was taking ground off Max the last little bit. And you can be sure this horse will be strong late. Loves the wet conditions. A dead set stayer. And ticked a lot of boxes this afternoon, Thunder Road. So purely set for this series. I'm sure the twins from Goulburn have got this horse purely set for this series. So he'll be spot on. Number 2, Gentleman Max. He's in career best form. He's won 2 of his last 3. He's on a 6-day backup here, so he's very fit for the 2,500 metres. And he'll need to be because it is his first try beyond 2,000 metres. Trevor Sutherland never tested him past 2,000. But if he's going to get it, today will be the day. He gets conditions to suit. He gets a wet track, and he's very, very fit on a quick backup. And he's hard to ignore whilst he's in this form. 7 Lemon Slice bolted in on a heavy track at Albury last start. It was only a class 1, but the second horse, Eric the Axe, has since won at Gundagai. So he's got confirmed form lines. It's a big rise in class against some old heads here, but he does look progressive enough. And number 10, Bocane, down in the weight. He's got the same form reference as Thunder Road and Gentleman Max, closed off behind those two horses recently. And down in the weight, it'll be strong late. I'll put the 5 on top, Thunder Road to beat 2, 7 and 10 in the stays.
Righto, the last at open handicap here over the 1,300. Number 1, Stone Cold at $5.50. 2, My Maher at $6.50. 3, Toorak Cowboy currently at $6. Down to 6, Y-Angle at $8.50. 7, Mahalo at $5.50 at the moment, along with number 10, Lost Command. 11, Fashion Tippers at $4.40. But not a lot of early movement in the last here, Anthony.
11 and 3. I'm going with My Maher. She's been getting back and hitting the line really strongly. She's been sort of mixing her distances. A couple of runs ago was 1,000 metres. She finds that too short. And then the other day at Coral was a mile, which is perhaps just a little bit too long. So back to 1,300 metres, I think, is an ideal distance for this mare. She won a Snake Gully Cup over a similar trip in the spring of last year. And she's on a 6-day backup from racing at Corowa last week when she really hit the line strongly. Brendan Ward takes over. She's much better placed at 1,300 metres, and she gets the speed on up front here to get the last crack at them. Pretty keen on the 2, My Maher. Hardest to beat is number 1, Stone Cold. Looks much better placed back to country great and really races well here at Wagga. Should sort of settle midfield and get a clear crack at them in the home straight. 11, Fashion Tip. Well, I can see why she's favourite. For holding her form very well this preparation. 3rd in a Tab Highway last start. Although 1,300 metres, I think, is probably as far as she wants. But if she's going to get it, she'll get it today because she's not going to do any work from barrier number 1. And she will get first crack at them from that good draw. And next best is number 3, Toorak Cowboy, who was well ridden to score in a similar event here about a month ago where he beat 4 or 5 of today's opposition. Doesn't map quite as well today, however, drawn out there in the wing and will need more luck and does come off that break between runs. So with that in mind, I'll go number 2, My Maher, to beat 1, Stone Cold, 11 and 3 in the last. Andrew?
2, 1, 11 and 3. All right, so we're on a soft 7 beginning at midday. Have you got a best bet?
We'll go race 1, number 5, Taliano. It's into about $1.80 now. And race 4, number 1, Galaxy Force, who's around $3.20-ish. We'll go those two, 1, 5 and 4, 1.
Good on you, mate. We'll get your late mail and interviews right through the day as a part of the National Racing Service. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrew. Speak soon.
Anthony Manton previewing Wagga, and we'll preview Gunnedah, the other New South Wales meeting, after 11. Talking of after 11, barrier draws will be done for the Ramorny and the Grafton Cup. The final fields are out for Wednesday and Thursday. In the Ramorny on Wednesday, it's 16 plus 4 emergencies. In saddlecloth order, it's Care to Think, Keena Ray, Bonhomie, Camdis, Cradle Mountain, Haunted, Snoopy, YPO, Hickman-trained Top Striker, Haversay, Alberman, Manyaya, Freddie Foxtrot, Smarty Pie, After All That, and Malia Magic. They're the 16. The 4 emergencies are Viceroy, Intrinsic, Star Boy, the third emergency, and Rafa's Choice. And in Thursday's Grafton Cup, it's a field of 14. Igraine, Exoteric, Suppressor, He Excels, Vaucluse Bay, Happy Go Plucky, No Money, No Honey, I'll Miss You, Sacred Day, Protest, Loving Home, Latino Lover, Uber Cougar, and Missy Musketeer. 14 lining up in Thursday's Grafton Cup. And as I say, in Wednesday's Ramorny, it's 16 plus 4. And those barriers will be out by around midday, and we'll bring them to you as soon as we get them. Maddie Sloan's got the latest in sports news.